from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Municipalities in the Cochrane District must market themselves better as a group to attract people to live in this region. So says the new president of the Northeastern Ontario Municipal Association, Cochrane Mayor Peter Politis. He says that's urgent in the face of all the economic development opportunities going on, the shortage of skilled laborers, and the aging of the existing workforce.
Northeastern Ontario is a very large area. We're really looking at the Highway 11 corridor, what we call the Northern Corridor. So we're looking between Matheson and Hearst and Horn Paint, and to look at that area and see if we can actually develop our own brand and market that brand.
Part of that brand, Politis believes, is the good lifestyle of the region, which is perpetually a well-kept secret elsewhere. The February version of the Timmins and District Hospital Foundation's monthly 50-50 draw had a jackpot of just over $161,000, and it was won by Melanie Elliott of Timmins. She says her plan for the money is to pay off her house and her son's education and then do some traveling. As the Canadian healthcare system continues to struggle with backlogs of procedures, a new survey suggests Canadians are split about privatizing the system. An Angus Reid poll shows 39% of us are public healthcare purists, wanting no part of private sector involvement. Another one-third are on the fence, concerned that private sector involvement could strip the public system of staff and make access to health care harder for lower-income people. While some provinces are paying private clinics with public funds for surgical and diagnostic procedures, 33% of those surveyed believe this does not represent privatization of the system. Technical issues kept the launch of four astronauts to the International Space Station grounded this morning. SpaceX called it off with only 2 minutes remaining in the countdown. The problem involves the engine ignition system. The launch has been postponed until at least Thursday. In Timmins history, the Hollinger mine fire 95 years ago killed 39 men who were working underground at the 550-foot level and deeper. Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says a 3-day vigil was held at the mine site as the rescue operation turned into a recovery effort.
The community itself shut down almost for a week. Everything was cancelled. There were funeral services. The Finnish Hall held a funeral service for the Finnish men, plus one of the Ukrainians.
Photos of the funerals were used by the union movement to get people across Canada thinking about mine safety. More about that next Monday. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.